4, HTX Mobile. Getting in 4, TSF. Did you have a good day?
Good day. Went by fairly quickly for me. How about you?
Okay, Dave. Been a bad fight with this insurance company and everybody else. Trying to get them to do their job on and off all day today.
Yeah, hey, am I real scratchy?
You are, but I think it's a repeater on my end. I'm not sure.
A lot of static on your side, and that I'm barely getting a good copy on you.
Up here where I normally have good service or good contact with the repeater right now.
Hey, Matt, I should be better here in a few minutes.
Wish it was better.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what you going home to do this evening?
And doubles, he won't be home until about 9:30 or 10 tonight, so it's just me and the pup. Got to take her for a walk when I get home, but other than that, nothing really on the agenda. Well, I take that back. I set out all the house plants, and now it looks like it's going to get cold enough. I need to bring them back in the garage for at least a couple of days.
I believe it's supposed to be down in the upper 20s up here tonight.
Mid-30s here. And I got some plants I've had 40 years.
Inherited too, like that from my mom when she passed. I know they're as old as I am.
You wouldn't know what to do with stuff like that these days.
See, I'm not sure what I'm going to do with them. I've got to find some place to put them because they're big old boxes. You don't move them around very easily.
Take a hand truck and get mine.
To do with these, I'm sure. You're talking half of a 55-gallon drum.
Usually winter in the garage, and then we take them out in the spring and let them stay outside until it gets cold again.
What we did with these my entire life, that's how come I kept them, is I've been moving them things around my entire life, so just now I got to figure out where to put them at my place.
Just now headed to the house.
Yeah, I'm about 15 minutes from the house right now.
And you'll have plenty of time to get on the radio.
I'm going to try to get on for a little bit, see what's going on, but I got some things I got to do in the trailer this afternoon, too. That's why I'm dragging it all the way to the house.
Antenna up yet?
I have not. I haven't had time. Was out of town all last weekend, and then just been working this week so far.
Never enough time to do what you want to do, right?
I miss you this afternoon. Coming through my dead spot there. I figured that's when you'd be making your trip.
Climbing right now, almost to the main intersection there.
You get to work about 45 minutes?
About 35 in the morning. It takes about 45 in the afternoons.
Looks like this weekend will be a good weekend to play radio because it's supposed to rain all day Saturday.
If it's raining, it'll be all right. If it's lightning or whatever, I usually disconnect mine.
And unhook mine. When I'm done with it, I just unhook everything.
I do. I mean, actually, mine's still hooked up, but I knew it wasn't supposed to rain any this week. So, now if it's raining, it doesn't bother me. It's when it's storming, you know what I mean? I take it loose and usually don't get on. I don't need to have to buy another radio.
No, you probably won't be able to. Talking to a couple of my business owners today, and they're talking about how parts are getting harder to get for most common vehicles, so they're having a time with that now.
It's going to get worse before it gets any better. I mean, there's just so many ships out there and so many places that aren't running, and that it's ridiculous.
just don't even know what to do anymore. My back order list is growing and growing every day. And, it's getting hard to deal with.
It is with some of our vendors. I've had gloves on order for 6 weeks and hadn't got some sizes in, but some sizes you just can't get. And that, and this living the history is a really pain sometimes. I don't think I like it.
I've had gloves on back order for almost a year now. I can get them outside of Matco and different brands, but how you like how they went way up in price the first of the year?
The rubber gloves or the latex gloves and that are just ridiculous and that. But I got a good deal on some leather gloves, so.
You'll get stuff like that right now. But latex gloves and rubber gloves and nitrile gloves, ain't no good deals to be had.
Yeah, $14 a box for the nitrile. And if I get the 2X, they're like $16, I think.
So consider yourself lucky. That's a real good price on those.
Well, to get them, we buy them from a company called Valen.
Say Valen?
Yeah, Roger.
I might have to look into that then.
I'm sure they got a branch up there in Asheville, but they probably got a branch too. I know they got a branch in Greenville. They're off of somewhere around the Lawrence Road area.
I'll ship them out.
That's what we do. And Ed, I can probably fix you up with a contact if you want.
Yeah, if you can give me a contact, that would be great.
Yeah, contact. Another company is, I think it's VWR is what it's called.
Paying quite a bit more than that for gloves, no matter where I get them from.
Leather gloves from Valen, just the regular leather gloves, are like $2.30 a pair.
Really good deal on those. Some of these latex and nitrile gloves are so thin, the mechanics can't handle them because they pick so easy.
Been doing, seem to work pretty good, although they got some that are really thick, and man, you can't hardly move your fingers in them.
Watch those two. Some guys like those, but man, I never could use them.
Picked up these last batch that I picked up. They really like them. KN4 TFW.
KO4 HKX for ID. But yeah, if you can hook me up with somebody there, I'm definitely looking into that and see if it'll work for what we're needing. Because I got guys looking for gloves every day.
Contact, and then maybe tomorrow when I get back to my computer, I can send you a couple of model numbers. You know, usually they're either black or they're bright orange is the kind I've been getting.
First ones, they got little dimples on them?
Yeah, but I never really paid attention.
They're probably the same ones that I've been selling. That's the ones I want to get my hands on if I can find them.
Something a box for the 2X.
You know what places are selling those for out here on the public?
Yeah, I ain't got any idea.
Even as high as $45 a box.
I just have to need them for my job or whatever. Usually I don't wear gloves too often.
To hop out here for a few minutes while I get up the driveway and get turned around with this trailer. I'm going to say 7-3 for a little bit, KO4, HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
That's a good one, Patrick. I'll catch up with you later. KN4 TFW.
N4 WHM monitoring.
TFW, how you doing this afternoon?
You.
Yep, doing well. The name over here is Ken.
Bill here in Hartwell, Georgia.
Hey, I'm on my way to the house. I got about another 15 or 20 minutes. What are you up to?
Today, working from home today. Normally, I work in Athens, about an hour away, but I've been working from home the last couple of days, doing some stuff, and just wrapped up.
To get up so early and look at all the gas you saved.
Unfortunately, though, I gotta drive in the next 2 days, but that's okay. I got 3 from home, and I'll settle for the 2 I have to drive.
For Friday Eve and Friday, right?
That's a great way to look at it.
Places are going to start just working from home when they can. And that, for me, my job, I can't really do it from home. So I got to motor in there every day. It's about 26, 27 miles. It ain't too bad like yours.
Too bad. And most days, I do work in the office. I just, every now and then, I have to do a few things. I actually had a virtual conference going on. I just decided to do it from home as opposed to drive in and sit in my office with the door closed all day.
And all the time, I usually have 1 or 2 every day.
The cold weather tonight up near Greenville, I think it's not supposed to get below freezing here.
Greenville, I think they're calling for about 37. Probably be a little cooler than that in Greer. I got all the houseplants sitting outside, so tonight I got to bring them back into the garage for a couple more days, it looks like.
That might stun them a little bit if it drops that low.
Some of them I've had 40 years, so I'd hate to, you know, neglect them and have them die on me.
Well, take the time to move them. Wouldn't hurt a thing. And give you a little exercise on top of it. Double benefit.
That's a good way to look at it. Yeah, I got to use a hand truck on these.
See, most of ours, we hadn't put out, and the few we have, we can move pretty easy. So, but I understand the hand trucks. I keep a pair on the carport to move some around on the doorsteps. They're just a little bit heavier than I want to lift.
I'm older and that I hate to get hurt. It just takes me too long to recover from it.
Yeah, age does seem to be an equalizer on such things. I can remember, as I saw a thing the other day, I remember it says, my mind thinks I'm 25, but my body says I'm an idiot.
I agree with that. Yep, when the grandkids come over, I'm 25, but then after they leave, my body says, man, you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, I understand that for sure.
5 more years and then maybe I can hang it up. What about you?
9 more and I can retire from the state of Georgia. So, draw a pension check. That's my plan. If it all goes as planned anyway.
I hope it works out for you.
My wife retired this year, so she's enjoying retirement and enjoys it when I get to work from home, so not a bad thing.
Looking towards that time, and at least when I can get insurance and that, Medicare or something, and that, and then I think we could probably make it with me and Mama both retired.
Insurance is the big unknown. That's the one thing that may keep me working or let me retire. Who knows? 9 years is a long time and a lot of politicians between here and there.
Right. Yeah, I had 21 years at the last place and then COVID came along and got furloughed and I decided to go ahead and switch to something a little more stable.
Saying that COVID has put a hurting on a lot of people in a lot of different ways, just besides being sick or even dying. Sometimes the side effects of something like this is gonna be, it's gonna be felt for a long time.
My chain is kind of broke right now, or strained at least, and that it's hard to get anything, and you know, everybody's trying to get the same thing, and it just is ridiculous.
Look at the cost of the lumber. I mean, there's a housing boom going on, but if you build right now, it's, you pay in such a high premium, it's ridiculous.
At the beginning of the year, I bought a stack of half-inch OSB for work, and that, which is like 64 sheets, and that, and it ended up costing me about $1,900. And then I ordered it again the other day, and it cost me $2,400.
WHMID. Yeah, that's a little bit ridiculous there. $500 nearly in 3 months, 4 months, whatever it is.
Accumulating some woodworking tools to, you know, try to piddle and make a few things. But it's like, man, you can't afford to do that nowadays. KN4 TFW.
Not at all, unfortunately. We were talking, we need to redo the front steps. They're brick, but got wood rails, and I'm like, we'll just wait till lumber either settles out or goes down. It's too expensive to even do that kind of little project.
Mine are on hold for sure.
Me too. I was trying to break in.
Patrick, we're not exclusive here.
No, I know, but sometimes it's hard to catch it, the mic just right, not walk on you.
Your radio, all your radios working, Patrick?
Yes, sir, I did. I got the 878 in, Skybridge, it's all working. Been listening to it for the last 2 days.
Yeah, I actually did a little, I was working from home today, and in between things, I did a little radio programming and updates, and I got a Anytone 578, that's what I'm talking on now, in the house, and got it set up to hit my hotspot, and got it talking on the World Group and a couple other stations. It was a lot easier to set up after knowing what I was doing than the first time, for sure.
How was the trip?
I miskeyed the frequency when I originally set up the radio, and I had the receive frequency off, and so I would transmit, but I couldn't hear anything, and I could never figure out why, and an 8 looked too much like a 0 on the screen until I really got to looking close, and as soon as I fixed that, boy, it just went to singing like a bird.
It's the same problem I am with an 8 problem there with the eyes.
It was my eyes and fat fingers not paying attention to what I was doing.
To RCL. I thought I heard somebody else come in there. You know how it is, old age plays havoc on us. It's not just the eyes, it's the whole body. I think everybody in this conversation will agree.
You said you've been listening. Have you made any contacts on your DMR yet?
I have not, but fellas, I got a phone call coming in. I'm going to step out for just a minute. KO4HKX.
Experimented with any of that digital stuff yet. I'm still learning on this other stuff. KN4TFW.
For WHMID. Digital stuff is, it's actually kind of simple once you get the theory of it. And like I said, as long as you don't transpose a number or fat finger it, it works pretty good, but I had my eyes got the best of me looking at that little computer screen, but I finally figured it out and got my mobile working. My handheld's been working fine since I got it, but I've enjoyed the DMR. I've talked to people in Australia, New Zealand, England, Italy, down in South America. It's quite interesting.
Radio to internet?
Yeah, it's got a little wireless hotspot you can set up. I bought one of the cheap ones off the internet from China. That's why it took me so long to figure out how to set it up. But once I got it up and running, it's been running fine for over a month. But yeah, it just converts everything sort of like D-Star or anything along those lines. It just converts the radio to the internet and vice versa.
Interesting. I just haven't progressed that far yet.
Quite a few people on it. I just downloaded the latest database. You can load people's information, everything that's on the, when you get your digital ID, you can download that database, and it had 196,000 entries in it today when I downloaded it. So it's definitely growing in popularity. When I got mine back in November, it was about 140,000, so nearly 50,000 more people have set up on it since, I guess, 6 months. So it's growing pretty quick.
How do you make contact with somebody in another country? What do? You tell it what repeater to come out on over there?
They call them talk groups, and if you think of talk groups like repeaters, you just program in that talk group, and each talk group is more or less just like a local repeater, if you think of it that way, and you just program in the talk group, and it's for that particular section or country or state or region, and then you just put out a call just like you do on the Greenville repeater here, and then there's several groups. Like there's a worldwide group. It's sort of like a jumping off place. You can catch people from all over the world on that, and then go drop into a different channel to carry on a longer conversation than just making contact.
Sounds like a little bit of learning there, but I need to be studying for my extra anyway.
KO4 HK.
In here.
Sorry about that, gentlemen. That was the actual insurance agent calling me back finally.
I'm about to back in the driveway. I'll say 73 to you guys, and I really enjoyed it. Thanks for talking me into the house. I say 73. Hope you guys have an awesome day, and look forward to catching you another time. KN4 TFW. Be clear on your final.
Have a good afternoon, and maybe I can give you a shout on the radio or something this afternoon if the can opens up. KO4, and I'll be here, guys.
You can. This is M4WHM. We'll talk to you soon. Now, did you program everything through your hotspot, or did you program in some local DMR stuff direct on your radio?
Programmed anything in on the radio other than this repeater. I was planning on working on that this week. Maybe I'll get to it this week. Focus on this tool truck so I can get something going here.
Should be able to hit Anderson, and I think they've got DMR enabled on one of the Greenville repeaters, if I remember correctly, but I know they do on Anderson.
than just with the little handheld. That's a long way for me.
I don't know. You'd be surprised. I can hit the Anderson repeater from Harwell. It's a good 20, 25 miles, I guess. I guess it just depends on the elevation and how many hills are between you.
Well, I got elevation in my favor, but I got quite a few hills, and I'm from here to Anderson, you're probably close to 60 miles.
This might be a little far then. I'm just in a good spot right here where I'm at to be able to hit Anderson and this repeater on analog for sure.
I do believe there is a DMR repeater up here in Hendersonville I was going to see about trying to get into one day this week.
That's a light trying, so all you can do is give it a try and see if it works. Or did you get that super code plug with your radio and hotspot?
I'm still trying to understand, like you were telling Ken there, the zones and talk groups and all that stuff, how to get the radio to toggle between them.
It's such a big code plug, it is a little overwhelming, but you can, take your hotspot mobile with you, and as long as if you got like Verizon or AT&T or whatever hotspot, or do it through your phone, if you can make your phone a hotspot, you can carry your repeater with you and talk through your handhelds through the internet that way.
Got it set up for that. I've had it on the hotspot since I got it. I got it Wednesday night, and I finally got it set up Thursday night, and I've had it on the hotspot mobile since then.
You're ready to ride and talk then.
I gotta find me a good mic for this radio, so not just stuck up to my head with it.
Ordered the Bridgecom speaker microphone. And another antenna after I got the radio, and the speaker microphone is pretty decent. And I also ordered the battery eliminator, which is just looks like a battery pack with a cigarette lighter adapter tied to it. So I hadn't tried it to see if there's any motor noise with it, but it should work fine.
2RCL. Patrick, I can second on that Bridgecom handheld mic. I was wondering about that, if it was going to sound real tinny or not. I did a radio check the other day with that base antenna that I set up and hooked it into the top of the 878 and talked with Tom, N0TR, and he said it was coming in nice and clear, good sound. Good to hear. Maybe I'll look into that then. Better about that than talking on the mic instead of having a radio up to my head trying to drive.
Definitely be a lot safer and better for you.
I remember driving with a mobile radio mounted on the dash and two handhelds, one for UHF, one for VHF, and all three of them going at one time. My vehicle right now, I've got my CB and scanner down here in the bottom, the DMR radio, the ICOM up here, and the phone mounted all right here in the center. The advantage you got, though, is you can ignore it. I'd be driving down the road with the lights and siren on, trying to talk on the radio and trying to figure out which one to pick up and which road to turn on. I don't have to do none of that, that's for sure. That'd be a little confusing. I do not miss it. Hey, guys, I'm fixing to pull in the driveway here. 73's to you. Enjoyed the conversation. Appreciate the info on the DMR, and be back with you guys another time. This is K2RCL. I'll be clear. You have a good afternoon, and look forward to talking to you maybe this evening or tomorrow.
Hey, gentlemen, I think I'm going to back out of here as well. I need to do a few things before it gets to be 5 o'clock, and that leaves me about a minute, so I'm going to do it in a hurry. Enjoyed the conversation, everybody. 73, this is M4WHM, clear.
4AK, clear.